Beethoven's B-flat piano concerto, which we know as number 2, was written before the so-called number 1 in C. They were both products of his mid-20s, but publication of the B-flat was delayed until he had established himself with other works. Surviving sketches for it are largely concerned with the second and third movements, but one fully scored fragment shows us the first movement passage we just heard in a more rudimentary form. Apart from the more dramatic piano part in the final version, the orchestral parts became infinitely more arresting in the beckoning back of the theme. In the fragment, a simple harmonic support. And in the concerto, there are, however, quite a few sketches for what appears to be a cadenza, largely based on this theme, but again fragmentary. Experiments with different kinds of keyboard patterns. The only complete cadenza we know of Beethoven's for this work comes from a later date, but there seems a strong link between that last example and this. Since Beethoven seldom labelled his sketches, there's bound to be an element of risk when we seek to recognise ideas in their early stages. But over this next example, a fairly extensive sketch, we find the words concerto in B-flat, adagio in D major. As usual, a single line with the harmony no doubt felt but not indicated, followed by three bars of tutti indicated by the bass alone. If we suppose this to have been a sketch for the B-flat concerto we know, it's easy to glimpse the slow movement contours in that opening phrase. Here's a direct comparison. The time, however, changes to 3/4, the key to E-flat. There's no doubt about the identity of this next sketch, which picks up the thread after the soloist has entered with the main theme. The key and the time are established, and the music modulates traditionally to the dominant key. On another page, this general idea is lifted to a higher octave. The harmonic scheme of this changed very little, but the melodic line became freer and more increasingly ornate. Here's the relevant solo part as it stands in the score. And to illustrate the growth of an idea, a sketch for a cadenza-like passage later in the movement. Which yielded this. Further extended to delay the cadence. Now let's hear the opening of the rondo with its characteristic syncopation. The syncopated rhythm, which, as we heard, gave rise to many subsidiary ideas, this caused Beethoven a good deal of rethinking. We find it in this form. But in a draft for the whole movement, presumably at a later stage, the syncopations are abandoned in the rondo theme. And they take a milder form elsewhere. The emergence of the second group of themes has some bearing on this. First, an idea in more or less continuous quaver movement. And some later ideas. The last of these eventually took pride of place. The need for rhythmic variety may have turned Beethoven back to the more pointed version of the first theme, thus influencing the episodes too, transforming this into this. But the argument over the exact rhythm of the rondo theme was carried into the finished work, and its humour is enhanced when we know its history in the sketches. In the coda, with a typically Beethovenish key surprise, the piano offers the wrong rhythm, only to be corrected by the orchestra in the right key and the right rhythm. The sketches for the C major concerto, opus 15, offer a very different picture. Little survives for the finale, a good deal for the first movement. That's a characteristically C major idea, bearing some resemblance to an early unfinished symphony. And to the finale of the subsequent first symphony. The clue to the concerto came in the last bar of the sketch I played just now. This soon formed a starting point. In this same continuous sketch, we find a more definitive version. We continue. There, in those last bars, one idea may engender another, for further down the page, hints of the second subject show a clear derivation. An unusual feature of the C major concerto is the way this theme is suggested and developed in sequence in the opening tutti, but not fully stated until after the soloist has arrived on the scene. This process is already at work. And here's another version. Notice there that it links up with a treatment of the opening bars in stretto or imitation. And we'll hear the outcome of this passage. The page of sketches I have been quoting refers largely to the orchestral opening, although a few bars do suggest a keyboard pattern. A probable forerunner of this passage. But on other pages we find a variety of keyboard fragments, as though Beethoven tried out different formulas as exercises. These are thought to have been cadenza ideas, but that last downward scale found its place in the development of the first movement. Two patterns, at any rate, are familiar from the concerto. Triplets in contrary motion. In this form, it plays an important part in the largest of the original cadenzas, and a left-hand figure, meticulously fingered, to avoid placing the thumb on a black note. These two ideas eventually formed one paragraph. But another idea in triplets, noted on two staves, seems to anticipate a later C major work. Perhaps one shouldn't read too much into this. It's an elementary pattern, but it does recur in that same low register towards the end of the finale of the triple concerto. Coincidence or derivation? The answer is that the same key, in this case C major, has so often aroused or recalled similar moods, themes, and figurations, in Beethoven particularly. Is it a coincidence, for example, that the Coriolan overture reproduced the same sequence of modulations that we heard just now with this theme? Now compare Coriolan. As with the B-flat concerto, and later with the Emperor, the slow movement of the C major was sketched in a remote, unorthodox key, and then crystallized in a more closely related one. On the reverse side of the sheet containing sketches for the opening of the first movement, there appear ideas for a slow movement in D-flat. One and a half bars only, immediately followed by an idea in A major. Then a verbal note, and so on, modulating to, and a longer development of the first idea, now noted in 2-4 instead of alla breve. Leading out of this, as though to end the movement, there's a prophetic cadence idea. It's interesting to see how these seeds bore fruit, though the intervening stages are not available to us. The key, meanwhile, has changed to A flat. The next idea, sketched in A major, which had two probable outcomes. Notice, however, that the exotic modulations have been brought far nearer home. But Beethoven's remark, modulating back to the first theme, is fulfilled with a similar type of figure. Then the cadence idea. This forms the start of an extensive coda. All the sketches I've mentioned so far appear in a miscellaneous collection of manuscripts from Beethoven's earlier period, known as the Kafka Sketchbook after its former owner. One brief sketch of 6 bars, mixed up with cadenza sketches for the first movement, again resembles a keyboard study in sixths. The words, Le Dernier Allegro, seem to point to the closing bars of the Rondo theme.